This is VOA News via remote. I'm Russian nuclear deterrent forces are on high alert ahead of an emergency session of the United Nations General Assembly on Monday. The session called to increase diplomatic pressure on Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin told the Russian defense minister to put nuclear forces in a, quote, special regime of combat duty Sunday, saying that leading NATO powers had made aggressive statements and imposed financial sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine. Following the vote for a rare UN special session, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Russia is under no threat from NATO, a defensive alliance that will not fight in Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Sunday that President Putin's order to put Russian nuclear forces on high alert is part of a pattern of Moscow manufacturing threats to justify aggression.
We've seen him do this time and time again. At no point has Russia been under threat from NATO, has Russia been under threat from Ukraine. This is all a pattern from President Putin, and we're going to stand up for it. We have the ability to defend ourselves, but we also need to call out what we're seeing here from President Putin.
Psaki on ABC adding the United States is open to providing additional assistance to Ukraine. Washington also has not taken sanctions against targeting Russia's energy sector off the table. A senior U.S. defense official told reporters that Russia's decision about the nuclear deterrent on high alert was unnecessary and escalatory. We have more on this developing story on Russia and Ukraine on VOAnews.com.